tadi chef-chef yang gue sebut, they're all great chef. Ada yes. kesamaan gak dengan what they do and how they run their business? Ada
well, they always try for the best. They always want people to leave the restaurant happy. That's their vision. You know what? I always amazed of how they lead the team. They're so humble and they're giving you a very constructive feedback without even changing the initial idea about your idea. I learned not to get is off easily atau kalau customer banyak mau lo tiba-tiba marah lah, nih apa sih mau steak well done lah segala macam kan gak enak gini-gini. Cuman then again you know what, kayak the more you do that the more people will leave. Kita mau kerja di restoran apa bukan karena duitnya tapi karena we like the concept, we like to cook like that. But sekarang orang bisa kerjain apaan aja karena apa, duitnya gede, gajinya gede. So I mean it's the reality.
Yeah.
Jakarta keras.
Jakarta keras. Jakarta keras tapi anak-anaknya lembek.
Iya. Oh. Jakarta yang keras apa lo nya aja yang lembek.
Welcome back to Ray Jensen Radio Podcast. Kali ini Chef Aga Alfian balik lagi ke podcast kita buat ngomongin restoran barunya, Peggy's Brass Knuckles, restoran yang berkonsep nose to tail. Apa itu nose to tail? Nanti kita akan jelasin di podcastnya. Karena nose to tail konsep itu lagi on the rise dan itu sangat bagus menurut kita untuk industri F&B di Indonesia. Selain itu, Chef Aga juga akan cerita-cerita soal pengalaman kerjanya dia dari dulu sama chef-chef hebat di beberapa negara di Indonesia dan di luar negeri. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Jangan lupa subscribe di Ray Jensen Radio yang belum di YouTube, Spotify, and all other podcast platform. Follow kita juga di TikTok dan di Instagram di Ray Jensen Radio. And please welcome Aga Alfian. Enjoy the show. Oke, halo Chef Aga.
Halo Chef Ray.
Ya, apa kabar, Mer?
Baik, apa kabar, Ray?
Congratulations. Oh, gue baik banget, thank you. Pertama udah waktunya dari kesibukan lo.
Of course.
Head Chef dari restoran yang belum lama buka nih, Peggy's Brass Knuckles. Grupnya yes. Locavore.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tadi lu cerita rame, gua udah makan, makanannya enak banget. Very exciting. Thank Akhirnya Locavore buka grup Locavore buka restoran di Jakarta.
Yes.
Memberi warna baru. Jarang ada restoran yang nyajiin otak. Right?
Yes. Banyak sih restoran Padang.
Padang.
Iya pasti. Restoran Padang sediain otak.
That was the best menu guys. Kalau misalnya pergi ke sana, I recommend to try apa fried brain,
koji fried brain.
Yes. Maksudnya koji fried brain itu apa sih? Koji kan yang buat fermentasi yang bikin miso gitu-gitu kan?
Koji is fermented rice basically. Yes. Uh-huh. So we have fermented rice that we do, that we dry them and then we blend them together with flour.
Okay.
And then make it as like
breading katsu,
betul.
Kojinya lu masukin di tepungnya apa di tepung rotinya? Di tepungnya.
Jadi ada dua ini ada kering sama basah.
Oke.
Okay. So yang kering pakai tepung koji, yang basah juga sebenarnya tapi dicampur dengan liquid lah.
Dan itu memberi rasa gurih.
Rasa gurih iya. Okay. Rasa apa lagi ya? Ada sedikit asidiknya. Okay. If you notice, yes. Karena kan itu difermentasi kan, ya.
Oke, ya I recommend that. Dan fish enak-enak semua, duck-nya enak, bakery-nya, cannelle-nya super nice.
Thanks to Debrino.
Yes, shout out to Dr. Debrino.
Shout out to Dr. Debrino, the best cannelle ever in Jakarta.
Ever, hands down. Semoga yang bakery-bakery. Yang
kita ada dua by the way. Ada yang OG cannelle, ada yang bacon cannelle.
Oh ya?
Yeah? Yes.
Okay, have to try then. Sure. Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah.
Buat gue yakin banyak yang belum pernah dengar atau belum main ke Peggy's Brass Knuckles, apa konsepnya, Chef?
Okay, Peggy's Brass Knuckles konsepnya itu in the beginning we want to open a restaurant where we do comfortable food.
Yeah.
People can go there any day without thinking about any occasion atau you know specific dates atau gimana. So we want to open a restaurant yang orang bisa datang ke situ tiap hari, enjoy the food, comfort food, then people can go out to the restaurant. Terus udah gitu orang mikir kayak oh ya I had this menu di sana kayaknya enak banget, I want to go back.
Okay.
So basically it's a comfort food. But then again Loka 4 has been, you know, doing this concept of nose to tail juga, yeah, where we're using the whole parts of animals. Obviously, we have to use that as well, the concept, and we bring it back to Peggy's and then sort of like merge those concept together.
Gitu. Okay. Pertama, kenapa namanya Peggy's?
Okay. Ya,
kemarin lu udah jelasin gue waktu gue makan.
Yeah.
I want you to explain.
Okay.
To the listeners.
All right. So Peggy's Brass Knuckle.
Hmm.
It came from, so we have an agency, okay, at Local 4 Group.
Mm-hmm.
It calls Agency X.
Agency X.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one of the founder names David. He's this English guy.
Okay.
When he was a kid, he has a grandma named Peggy's.
Okay.
Right. And then he used to go to her kitchen,
mm,
and then found a brass knuckle on her kitchen drawer.
Okay.
So okay. Very random.
Hardcore juga nih. Hardcore juga nih. Miss Peggy.
Yeah. It's very random.
Yeah.
But at the time we thought about, okay, I think it's very catchy name.
Mm.
It will bring a lot of questions to people. Okay, what is Peggy's brass knuckle? It doesn't even relate it to cooking
any
equipment.
F&B. Yeah, itu,
unless you,
yeah,
want to punch someone with brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then again, ya udah, we decided to go with the name, and then we decided to paint it the restaurant. If you've been in the restaurant, right?
So yeah,
you, in the middle of the restaurant, it's called Peggy's.
Yeah.
Like big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it becomes like one of the Instagram spot to take a photo set.
Yeah, it's fun. really creative. Gua, ya gue tahu kerjanya Agency X dari Locavore, yeah, Next,
yes,
yang kemarin gue baru datang.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
how was that?
Amazing experience.
Yes.
Great food,
obviously. Shout out to Maxi.
Shout out to Chef Maxi. Tempatnya besarnya luar biasa.
Yeah.
Facility-nya luar biasa.
Amazing.
Bukan facility buat tamu doang guys, tapi buat staffnya ada. Basically ada restorannya sendiri khusus, yeah, buat staff.
Yes.
Yang ada kitchen team-nya juga.
Yes.
Dan ada coffee machine-nya buat staff.
Yes.
Dan ada tap beer-nya. Itu yang gue ngiler masih. Oh my god. Terus
very pampered.
Yes. Punya garden sendiri.
Yeah.
Dimana ada chilling area-nya di rooftop garden.
Yeah.
Ada mushroom. Rooms. What do you call it? Mushroom rooms.
Yeah.
Grow your own mushroom.
Yeah.
Terus mushroom-nya ada yang ditumbuhin sengaja di tembok.
Yeah.
Ada ensiklopedi digital soal, yeah, ingredients,
yes,
yang bisa lu pencet.
Yeah.
Ada souvenir shop.
Yep.
With great cookbooks,
yeah,
jual apron sendiri.
Yeah.
It's everything. Dan on top of that, makanannya amazing.
Yes.
Makanannya very interesting. Dan
yes,
kalau gua yang udah makan Locavore beberapa kali, it's distinctly different.
How was that?
Dari Locavore.
How was it different?
Flavor wise.
Okay.
Karena selain gue berapa kali makan Locavore, gue berapa kali juga makan makanannya Mexi kan.
Oke. Okay.
Dimana makanannya Mexi itu menurut gue flavorful banget.
Yes.
And itu dia brings that element to,
yep,
Locavore,
yes,
dengan tekniknya gila.
Yep.
Dan obviously ada fermentation lab, ada tempe room, ada
sauna room. They call it sauna room.
Iya, kayak gue masuk ke sana, Max ini lembab banget, Max.
Yeah.
Iya, kita nungguin mold di sini,
yes,
kayak buat koji, buat,
yes, buat koji,
tempe,
buat soy sauce.
Yes,
yes.
Amazing experience.
Yeah.
The drinks, welcome drinknya juga amazing.
Mm.
Ada barnya sendiri,
yeah,
guys.
Ya, yeah,
yeah, nanti kalau restorannya udah mateng, kita bilangnya gitu, it will be easily the best,
exactly,
restaurant.
Now aja udah.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of the best experience I think, and I don't think any restaurant in Bali offers that sort of concept.
In Indonesia,
yeah,
ada lah,
yeah,
ada,
yeah,
lah.
So they're the first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan biasanya pengalaman gue gak kalau misalnya restoran dengan konsep seperti itu, kecil biasanya seatingnya.
Yes. Yes.
Ini seatingnya banyak banget, gila sampai belakang. Gue kayak ini kalau lagi penuh servisnya gimana? Terus kayak everything silent. Karena benar-benar totally open,
yes,
gak ada barrier sama sekali.
Yes.
Lu basically tamu kalau salah jalan bisa nyelonong ke dalam gitu.
Yes. Yeah.
Bahkan di on carriage kan, kitchen,
yes,
tour kan.
Betul.
Semuanya silent.
Yeah.
Makanannya very intricate.
Yeah.
Ah, amazing deh guys, kalau mau belajar khususnya chef-chef muda, amazing. Gimana gak waktu lu ke expose sama tim mereka gak? Hey guys, kalau kalian suka konten seperti ini, jangan lupa like the video dan juga subscribe ke channel kita, Ray Jensen Radio Podcast. Back to the show.
So basically, me and Ray udah kenal udah berapa lama lah ya.
Yes.
And then one day, when I work at Miss Smith, we did an event together.
Yes, yang gue datang juga.
Yes.
Apa Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
I remember,
We invited Dave Pine from Burn Ends. We invited Benji from Mason.
Yeah.
And then Will Goldfarb from Room for Dessert. And then Ray. And then, what's the other guy? I forgot.
Pailka.
No, yang Baroque Bakery. Emerson.
Emerson, ya itu kayak all star game-nya chef Bali dikumpulin. Yeah,
exactly.
Ke
it was very overwhelming, man. But it was such a good experience.
Yeah.
And you know what? Kayak from that moment on, I always have a crush lah for Loco 4. Mm-hmm. You know.
Kenapa?
I mean the concept that they were doing since the first time I went to Loco 4 was 2015. It was the first time aku gue pindah ke Bali. And it was always been amazing.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, you know, amazing food, amazing service, amazing experience, like no other restaurant that they will do something like that.
Yeah.
So bringing them and then do a collab with them is one of the dreams, especially with all these all-star chefs that it came to do cooking. And then one day after that event, gue iseng-iseng aja. I spoke to Ray and then, you know, we're saying thank you and all that kind of stuff. And then one day I was like, lo gak mau buka restoran di Jakarta? Gitu.
Yeah.
And then kalau mau, I'm very interested. You know.
Okay.
I forgot what year was this. I think it was...
Tapi long before ini.
I think it was long before. I think it was like a year ago or 2 years, like one, two years ago.
Yeah.
And funny enough, last year, I think it was after I got back from Singapore from working at Burn Ends.
Yeah. I got sempat hilang lama tuh.
I disappear. I disappear for 3-4 months. I was working in Singapore. After I got back from Singapore, Ray reached out to me. Dia bilang kayak, "Gak, I think it's a positive. We are doing a restaurant in Jakarta. Are you still interested?" And I said, without a doubt, I said no. Without a doubt, I said yes. Without a doubt, I said yes.
Okay. Oh, begitu.
And then start from there. And
apa
then,
test food ada itunya gak?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course lah. Of course, it's a new concept.
Lu test food
di Bali.
Oh, di Bali. Jadi lu ke sono, lu test food.
Yeah, so it took like maybe, so I got back from Singapore itu bulan April. Right, so and then I went back to Mid Smith and then I hand in my resignation was on July, which took 2 months for me to give a notice, right? So September 27, I moved to Bali. I went to Bali to do a food tasting for Peggy's.
Okay, jadi udah dijelasin dulu konsepnya sama dia. Terus habis itu?
Sebenarnya enggak sih.
Okay, let's go crazy gitu.
Sebenarnya go crazy.
Okay.
The original concept was we want to do something comfort food, grandma style, something that we like to cook, that we like to eat.
Yeah.
That's the original concept. A bigger, like, big picture aja udah gitu.
Iya, tapi Peggy represent that.
Yeah. So we didn't even have enough time to brainstorm. Because at that time, waktu gue ke Bali, tanggal 27 itu, Loco 4 is going to open here before. It's going to open Loco 4 next.
Yeah.
And they're going to open Peggy's. They're going to open Club Soda, which is both are in Jakarta at the moment. So 4 restaurants in a year time. So it was super, super hectic time for them.
Not even a year. Cuma berapa, very short time.
Exactly.
Kan? Berapa bulan
exactly. And then... I don't know if you know there is a lab di atasnya Nusantara restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there.
So we basically took turn to do a food tasting there.
Okay. Like Max, di sana ada kitchennya.
We have a R&D kitchen kan di sana. So Max and the team from NXT will use the kitchen Monday to Thursday. I use the kitchen Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Herbivore use it this certain day. So berebutan man.
Kayak, my God, crunch time banget.
Yeah. And then I feel sorry for Ray and Elko because they need to do a food tasting how many food tasting in a week and in a few months.
Hey, okay. Jadi buat yang belum tahu nih, belum sempat ke Bali mungkin dan yang suka hunting-hunting makanan, itu yang tempatnya lo cover yang lama, guys, itu jadi restoran namanya Herbivore, right? Jadi Herbivore Nusantara. Herbivore. Nusantara masih ada di situ.
Masih.
Club Soda pindah.
Ya enggak kan? Dong, Club Soda masih di Canggu ada.
Sorry, Club Soda ada di Canggu. Yes. Sorry.
They open another one di sini.
Iya, they open another one yang lokasinya sama sama Peggy di atasnya. Terus ada Night Rooster juga.
Night Rooster juga, which is a bar.
Iya, yeah, a bar cocktail juga. Cocktail bar di Ubud juga.
Jalan Gotama, betul.
Yes, Loka for Next itu ada di, gak jauh dari situ sih.
Di Lotunduh.
Lotunduh, ya.
Namanya Lotunduh.
Ya, itu punya satu area sendiri dah.
Ya true. Kan?
Satu
itu gila sih, kayak satu you... Lo masuk ke dalam gang, tiba-tiba you found this massive locavore restaurant.
And perfect gitu, begitu lu sampai disambut di Garden Shed kan, terus abis itu lu diarahin ke barnya. Yeah. Oh, it was a great experience, guys. Please try. Terus lu gimana ceritanya waktu lu ke expose? Ada yang anything different gak? Yang I'm trying to say, lu kan udah bekerja dengan banyak great chef.
Yes.
Bukan hanya di Indo aja gitu kan. Yeah. Tapi contohnya akhir-akhir ini waktu di podcast sebelumnya lu pernah kerja di Mozaik kan?
Yes.
Yes, itu sama Chris Allen
betul.
Another chef who doing amazing things juga di Bali. Yeah. Terus habis itu lu di sini lu kerja bareng Dave Pine.
Yes.
Burn Ends itu one of the best award winning chef and restaurant di bukan hanya di Southeast Asia aja. Gitu kan, Burn End sudah masuk 50 best restaurant list sudah lama juga gitu kan. Anything different waktu lu kerja bareng Chef Elke, Chef Ray, Maxi dan segala macam?
You know what, I always amazed of how they lead the team. You know, they're so humbled. And they giving you a very constructive feedback without even changing the initial idea about your idea.
Okay, lu bisa ada example gak?
Misalnya gitu. Gini, biasanya kan kalau ada chef yang kayak, ah chef gue mau masak ini, yaudah lu bikin gitu.
Mm-hmm.
Lu masak, lu tasting, segala macem. Pasti ada aja komen yang kayak, oh ini kayak bagusan diganti sama ini, oh ini bagusan diganti ini. Kayak they're trying to put their inputs, but at the same time they're trying to change the whole dish. Not to how to improve it, to make it better, you know, but they do that.
Okay.
But then again, I think it comes to, they're also a chef, you know, they...
Lebih pengalaman dan macam-macam.
Betul. So I always appreciate that, you know, and then they're giving you this constructive feedback, they're giving you this whole different ideas, maybe kayak yang lebih bagus, tapi without, you know, trying to narrow it down, where sometimes you have this idea, cuman terlalu gede. Yeah. Mereka bisa narrow it down, and then you reach out to the products itself.
Gua penasaran, nggak tahu lu mau jawab gak? Di Locavor dan grup-grup itu, lu ada food cost gak sih?
Ada, pasti dong.
Pasti ada ya.
Pasti ada dong.
Itu aja, kayak stupid question ya. Tapi kayak pengalaman gue kerja sama chef-chef kelas seperti itu kan di Europe kebanyakan.
Yeah.
Si ada tuh food cost, nggak ada food cost.
Iya sih.
Gitu loh. Tapi kalau di sini, contoh kayak Locavor aja deh. Menunya kan changes constantly.
Yes.
Availability. Gue inget waktu abis gue makan di Locavor, si Maxi besokannya nge-call gue, Ray, gue butuh Celtus. Bilang, gila itu susah banget dapetnya di Indonesia gitu kan. Iya, gue udah masuk nih di menu, tapi si Rama, Island Organic Bali, dia bilang gagal panen. Nah, itu kan harus diganti tuh.
Yeah.
Maksudnya kan itu kayak sering banget terjadi gitu kan. True. Oh tapi ada ya?
Tapi ada, harus ada. Kita masih doing stock take and everything.
Stock take harus lah.
By the end of the month, kita masih ada food cost. I mean, it's very important sih.
Yeah, kayak, of course.
Then again, we try to be a little bit flexible about that stuff because we do change the menu. We'll change the menu maybe in Peggy's nanti juga regularly. Not changing the whole thing, maybe just the protein atau kayak... one vegetables element atau gimana gitu.
Ada kesamaan gak dari tadi chef-chef yang gue sebut, they're all great chef, ada kesamaan gak dan what they do and how they run their business gitu?
Well, they always try for the best. They always want people to leave the restaurant happy. Mm. That's their vision, okay. You know. And I learned that, you know, it's very great learning curve not to get pissed off easily. Mm. Atau kalau customer banyak mau, lo tiba-tiba marah, ini apa sih mau steak well done lah segala macam, kan gak enak gini-gini. Cuman then again, you know what, kayak the more you do that, the more people will leave.
Jadi karena, kalau ke Peggy's ada pork chop, right?
Ada.
Misalnya gue mau
kayak Porterhouse.
Yes. Gue bilang ini kita gak kenal, terus gue bilang ke Parian, ini kurang matang, saya mau matang banget.
Yes.
Will you do that?
We would.
Okay.
Cuman then again, we're not doing it for, you know, kayak, oh ya udah kita kerjain gitu, atau kita masakin. Mm. We obviously will explain the consequences, you know, kayak, oh ini kalau dimatangin bakal
kering,
bakal tough, gitu-gitu. Cuman then again, at the same time, we want them to be happy. Mm. You know, we want to accommodate. That's what hospitality mean, right?
Yeah.
So we want to do that. You know, people obviously kadang-kadang ada yang pregnant,
alergi,
you know, we cannot just apa ya expect them to be us, which we know how food is, we know how to cook, and steak tuh enak medium rare atau medium. We cannot expect everyone to do that, right?
Yeah.
Jadi itu mereka juga ada certain condition where they have to follow, ya itu tadi kayak orang hamil, pregnant, dan punya allergies or preferences lah, ada lah orang preferensinya kan mau makan steak well done atau mungkin sorry Islam dan mau yang gak berdarah, you know,
there is always pork,
exactly, you know, we wanted to accommodate the first apa namanya yang kita mau, people will live happily from the restaurant to the like from the restaurant, they go out happy.
Okay, itu the biggest takeaway dari
takeaway
from the great chef ini,
the biggest takeaway, yes.
Okay.
Without sacrificing, or we don't want to sacrificing the products that much, but then again, we want to offer them hospitality at the same time.
Okay. Is it important to be idealistic?
It is important.
Hmm.
But still, you have to make sense.
Lu consider yourself chef itu gak? Chef apa? Idealistic chef.
I think we all are. All the chef are idealistic.
Secretly, tapi di Jakarta rada susah buat itu.
It is hard, yes. Cuman pasti ada aja yang even though kayak lo nggak 100% idealistic, cuman there again there are certain things on the menu atau there are certain things like certain elements on the menu that yang lo pakai karena lo nggak mau ngerubah.
Yeah.
We just basically back again kayak kita cuma mau serve the customer with the best food, and then we want to get the market. Obviously, kalau nggak ada market, ya kalau nggak ada customer, ya lo nggak bisa punya restoran. Benar nggak sih?
What's the most idealistic item di Peggy? Yang lu banget nih, gitu.
Aduh, apa ya? The chicken, probably.
The chicken.
And the duck.
Oh, the duck was nice.
Yeah.
The duck was nice. Chicken tuh kayak gue have juga. Pakai apa? Chickennya pakai apa ya?
Chickennya with the soy broth.
Okay, gua nggak pesen itu.
It's a fried chicken.
Oh, enggak, gua nggak pesen.
And then even the menu name Agus Fried Chicken.
Oh, yang Agus Fried Chicken, ada Agus Fried Chicken. Yeah. Okay, nah, itu lu kenapa lu kekeh banget mau nyajin itu?
I think it's a staple food, you know. It's something I like fried chicken, and then you know all the fried chicken that you guys have di Indonesia atau di Jakarta kan ya, either itu junk food atau fast food, you know. But we make it certain way to not do that gitu, kayak restaurant friendly.
Yeah. Waktu lu lihat menunya udah jadi, ada concern gak? Karena menunya very unusual buat restoran di Jakarta.
Yes.
Lu ada concern gak? Jadi kan ada duck.
Yes.
Ya kan duck, ya sekarang udah lumayan sering lah duck breast ya.
Yeah.
Tapi ada pork chop itu lumayan jarang.
Yeah.
Otak, apalagi di luar restoran Padang.
Yeah.
Ada ikan, delicious, tapi on the bone.
Yes.
I love it. Rasanya kalau on the bone lebih enak.
Yes.
Tapi jarang banget. Dan gue yakin banget pasti ada yang komplain.
Baru satu ikan sih so far sih.
Oh, baru satu, that's surprising.
Baru satu sih so far.
Tapi lu ada sempat concern gitu gak? Kayak?
Enggak sih. Kemarin waktu kita, when we saw the menu for the first time, when it was still a draft, but we already did the food tasting and everything. We were quite confident about the menu. Yeah. I think you need that gitu loh. Hmm. There is no second thought, there is no second guess whatsoever because
itu dari mana tuh? Keyakinan itu dari mana?
I think apa ya waktu itu ya pokoknya udah kita cobain nih semuanya nih. Ini enak banget sih, ini pasti laku. Ini enak banget sih pasti laku. Ini enak semuanya enak banget. Hmm. Kalau kita suka makan, this is like the simple rule lah. Hmm. If you like to cook, yeah, right? And then you eat it and then it's good.
Yeah.
Lo pasti percaya diri deh. You feel confident about selling this item. Ya udah gitu. And we all like that. So there were four of us kan. Ada yeah, ada gua, ada Chef Alka, ada Chef Ray, ada Rian. We all tasting it. And then everyone is like, wow, this is so good. We can sell this. Udah gitu aja. That's just be confident about it. And then
lu nggak ada di grup lu tuh nggak ada limitation dari kayak owner atau investor yang kayak ini nggak tahu kok nggak ada pasta sih.
No, everyone gitu. Believe in us. That's we're very humble.
Kok nggak ada aglio olio sih?
We're very humble. We're very humble as a team.
Sorry ya, tapi kan begitu. Tapi kan you know what I mean, right?
I know what you mean. That back again, we're very thankful, we're very humble, we're very grateful of having this team, even all the investor that truly believe in us and what we do, truly believe in our concept, our roots as a local for.
Yeah, that's so, the key.
So that's the key. You know, people support us from zero and then they also our biggest fan, you know, like the apa namanya, the investor. They're also our regulars.
Yeah.
So we don't...
Oh, itu very important
exactly.
juga tuh.
Exactly. So they know what we do. Yeah. They know our concept. They know our roots. Even though they're spending their money. But then again, you know what? Okay, this is our concept. And then they appreciate it. You know, we're very grateful. We're very humble to find someone like them.
Yeah, the thing is, yeah, itu juga. Ini kalau banyak investor denger nih di podcast ini ya.
Yeah.
Makan di restoran yang lu invest, cuy. Jangan invest terus gak datang.
It's not just about spending your money and then do whatever it takes to get the money back.
Yeah, lo harus jadi ambassador.
True.
For the restaurant,
that
right?
That too. Yes, yeah. But then again, you need to understand the whole concept of the restaurant that you're doing. Yeah. You know, because at the same time, it's not just other people's restaurant or any other restaurant is yours. Mm. You know, you need to understand the product. You need to understand where the food's coming from, and then that's how you can tell stories to other people, like your friends. Yeah. Hey, gue baru buka restoran nih, misalnya lo jadi investor. Restoran apa? Oh, gini. Konsepnya ini. That's how the free marketing is, you know?
Yeah, betul.
It's not, I think marketing is not always digital. On the digital kind. Yeah.
Word social of mouth media is very important.
Word of mouth is very important.
The most effective,
exactly.
I would say.
Exactly. Yeah. So you need to understand that. You need to believe in what you do as an investor, not just the one that works in the restaurant, but the investor too.
Yeah. Yes, you know? I agree. Coba take me a process of you creating one item di Peggy's. Dan kenapa jadi seperti itu? Prosesnya seperti apa? Mau yang mana? Otak? Bebek? Yang mana?
Mungkin bebek kali ya. Bebek. Lebih banyak prosesnya itu sih sepertinya.
Oke. Okay. Awalnya lu harus ada duck gitu.
Harusnya ada bebek.
Okay.
Nggak juga sih sebenarnya waktu itu. Kayak I think it's cool. Kayak people start to doing duck lah di Jakarta gitu.
Yeah.
And then we want to do the duck itu in specific way where the meat is nice and pink, the meat is nice and tender, you know. But then again, if you want to do that means you have to roast it by the crown, which is with the bone, right? Kalau enggak, ya enggak bakal se-juicy atau sesakilan itu.
Yeah.
And then, how are we gonna get the flavor in to all the meat?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Tunggu. I think lu sebutin in detail nama menunya dulu.
It's aged duck breast. Udah itu doang sih nama menunya. Aged duck breast served with duck spice juice seasoned with honey from Bali. Udah itu aja.
Okay.
And then if you seen the menu, cuman kayak basically ya satu pieces, sebelah pieces dada.
Yeah, and the sauce.
Back and the sauce. And that's it. Put it on the plate. There is no garnish or anything like that. But then again, all our food itu kayak gitu. Kayak very simple. There is no garnish or kayak makaran.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy. Very, very bold and very plain.
Nah terus sejak lo mau roast duck on the bone, you want to get the flavor in, how?
We all work with the spices before. Kayak gue dulu pernah kerja sama Long Range and stuff kan di Oz.
Yeah.
So we know kayak how to get all the spices together and make a super delicious food. And then I thought kayak, how we get all the flavor inside the duck. I think we need to brine it. Okay, let's brine it. Let's try. So we brine it for one night.
On the bone.
On the bone. So we order the whole duck.
Mm-hmm.
We butcher them, get the crown, and the crown will get brine and salt water. And then we cook the spices as well, like a curry base.
Yeah.
Sort of. I think curry base enhance a lot of flavor. You know, when you cook it right, when you season it right, it brings out all the aromas, right?
Yeah.
So we decided to like, okay, let's do it. Okay, so we cook it. We brine it together with the spices that already cooked. So the aroma will come out and then we submerge it in the pink salt, which we thought kayak, oh nanti kalau dipotong supaya warnanya bagus dalamnya kan harus ada prosesnya juga kan. Nggak bisa sembarangan kan gitu. So I think we'll use pink salt. So it'll keep the color.
The meat pink.
The meat pink, yeah. You know. So yaudah. Jadi kita brine it. Gitu. Kita brine it. And then first time kita masak. Pas kita masak, kita potong kok ini banget ya, berdarah gitu semuanya.
Okay.
It doesn't look good on the plate.
Bloody ya itu.
Very bloody. And then we mix it with the sauce. It's very jelek lah, jelek banget. You know. And then we came up with something kayak, how about we age it?
Okay. Jadi dari brine abis itu lo age.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sort of like, keeping the duck a little bit more intact and reduce excess bloodnya gitu loh. So it's tighter on the bone and then the meat is tighter inside. So we did it for pertama tuh 7 days. We aged it for 7 days. We cook it. Oh man, it's so good. Like there's no blood. The meat is pink and the texture is so good. Tapi smellnya so funky.
Okay, yeah, age kayak ada cheesy smell gitu kalau age meat.
And then we were like,
nggak sih itu nggak doyan.
Apakah Jakarta ready for this?
No.
Gitu. Cuman waktu gue kerja di Miss Meat tuh kayak one time we age our meat itu sampai 45 days.
Ya tapi kan it's steakhouse kan, yang datang ke Meat Smith, mungkin ada yang udah meat connoisseur banget, yang kayak oh love the beef,
ya makanya
beefy cheesy steak
that
gitu.
That come into our consideration at that time kayak, oh, okay let's do it for 5, kita decrease the aging process to 5 days.
Nggak ada bau funkinya masih
karena
yang
unpleasant. Karena kita udah turunin gitu, kita turunin ke 5 days and then we thought like okay it's good. So we got the juiciness from the meat, we got the color, we got the apa namanya, the texture, good to go. You know.
Okay.
So that's it, and then the sauce. At that time, kayak okay, we have all this brining liquid, right? Kalau misalnya kita nggak pakai, buang.
Yes.
Kan?
Biasa dibuang.
Biasa dibuang kan?
Asin soalnya.
Asin. So waktu itu kita mikir kayak, how about if we use it again? So kita boil again.
Okay.
So it kills all the bacteria and everything, right? And then ya udah kita boil, kita reduce, and the flavor is so good. Kayak, but it's too intense.
Yeah.
Really intense. And then we have the leftover from the duck kan. Jadi kan waktu kita order whole duck, kita cuma pakai crownnya doang. Jadi palanya masih ada, kakinya masih ada, legnya masih ada. What if you make a duck jus? So it balances out the flavor. So you have the richness from the duck jus. You have the spices from the brining.
From the brine. And we combine it together.
Gitu. And then duck itu kan juga ada rasa gamey-nya kan.
Yes.
Amis-amisnya kan.
Yeah.
And then we thought kayak, I think we need to add something sweet in it. To kill or to balance out umami.
Yeah.
So you have the spice from the spices. And you have the boldness and the richness from the jus and the sweets from the honey. So we mix them all together and it becomes the duck.
Tuh guys, satu doang tuh ya dari prosesnya tuh. Satu menu doang tuh.
Most of our menu are like that sih.
Yeah.
So it
my God, how long does it take to prep the duck? 7, brine-nya berapa lama?
Brine-nya 24 jam.
Brine-nya sehari, itunya 5 hari, 6 hari.
Sekarang kita tuh, karena our storage juga limited kan. If you seen it, our
iya. Gua imagine Lo Cover buka restoran di Jakarta, konsepnya no sudel, lebih huge kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah, ternyata enggak.
Yeah. We have a limited space, so sekarang kita aging our duck 3-5 days.
Okay.
If we can.
Di dryer.
Dryer.
Ah, I see.
Gitu. Jadi kita benar-benar rotate. Jadi kita basically limited our duck. Jadi kita punya lunch ada berapa, punya dinner ada berapa, so it becomes very demandable. Orang nyari.
Iya. Yeah.
Gitu. Karena kalau enggak kayak gitu, kalau kita jual terus
ya lama-lama standarnya
proses nggak, proses kita jadi berkurang. Jadi cuma kayak cuma masak dak biasa. Yeah. But we wanted to keep it as good as
the original. First
time. Yes. So that back again. That's how we come up with all the menus. If you when you were there, you go to Peggy's and you experience the food. The food always has the element of complexity in terms of taste, flavor.
Itu kayak it looks simple.
Yes.
Tapi it only looks simple. Yep. I know the flavor is very complex.
Yes.
Dan yang kalau yang tahu masak mah ya tahu ini cuma kelihatannya doang nih simple nih gitu. Yep. It menurut gua mirip dikit sama Lo Cover lah.
Yes.
Kayak kelihatannya sih simple gitu. Yep. Oh, pickled apa gitu sayur gitu. Yep. Tapi enggak men, ini dari tahun lalu bikin cuka sendiri gitu kan yang kayak gitu.
People forget the element of that. You know, people see things kayak oh ini cuma pickle doang. But then the purpose of putting pickle there, people forgot about it.
Yeah, banyak yang nggak suka juga nggak pickle.
Jadi we try to do that gitu. We try to introduce this complexity of taste of flavor to marrying all the flavor on the plate lah. Basically kita selalu ada asam, ada manis, ada asin. Jadi kompleks, makanya gue selalu bilang sama tim front of us, nanti kalau drop the plate, coba educate the tamu dikit aja cara makannya gimana. You can taste each element by itself, but then again after that, try put everything all in one go, like in one spoon.
Iya, itu very important loh kalau makan, kalau try every element in one go, biasanya it works.
You will feel a different and a new flavor and then something, you feel curious lah, like adventurous in your mouth. You know, kayak, oh kok ada asinnya, kok ada asamnya, kok ada ininya, ada spicesnya, kayak gitu-gitu. So you'll get all the whole experience.
Kalau si otak gimana gak, si otak?
Otak itu juga kamar of nowhere sih sebenarnya sih.
Iya lu, jarang loh, itu idenya siapa?
Itu idenya siapa ya? Gue kayaknya idenya Chef Ray deh.
Okay.
Because it's very apa ya? Yang ya satu itu.
Very unusual.
Kayak nggak ada yang jual.
Nggak ada.
Satu kan. Uh-uh. Terus kayak gitu kayak ya very challenging juga sih sebenarnya sih.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if people gonna like it, but you know what? Sebelum kita buka Peggy's di Jakarta, before I came home and work at Peggy's, I did a pop up di Club Soda Canggu.
Yeah.
So and then I was introducing the menus of Peggy's a little bit lah. We did like what 8 courses at Club Soda Canggu.
8 courses?
Yes.
Gimana sitting down? Sitting courses.
Like oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was good. Like Mbak Ade datang and few of my friends came in. It was so good. So we were doing the sneak peek like a preview, and there are a few people that don't actually eat brains.
Yeah, atau jeroan gitu kan?
Yeah. But then again, I was talking to them. I convinced them, try it first. You know, be adventurous for one night.
Yeah.
You know, itulah. Lo mesti tahu lah cara how to persuade people how to do things that they want to do. Anyway, and then they try it. You know. Dimakan, tapi jangan makan cuma otaknya aja. Makan pakai yang lain, ada saus red salsa verde-nya, ada pickle-nya, segala macam. You have to eat it all, and then they eat it like, oh my god, it's so good. It doesn't taste like otak atau merasa kayak otak. Gitu, karena it has a soft texture, but you have the crunchiness on the outside.
Exactly.
It has a little bit spice on the red salsa karena pakai capsicum yang udah dibakar. Ada asam sama manisnya. So it's something familiar to your taste lah.
Yeah.
Itu jadinya. So ya udah. After that kayak, okay, I think we can sell this in Jakarta. We just need to tell them how to eat it.
Iya, karena it takes courage gitu. Gue personally karena gue suka banget otak.
Yeah.
Suka banget. Kalau di Padang, that's the first thing I order. Gue di Perancis makan jeroan semua dimakan kan. Yeah. Kalau orang Perancis.
Yeah.
Kayak I've been trying to put otak in my menu tuh for a long time. Gak kena-kena gitu aja. Yeah. Gitu. I'm sure tapi laku dong pasti ini otaknya.
Laku.
Ya kan?
Laku.
Nice man. Nice,
yeah, you man. Just have to... belaga gila sedikit lah. You have to show your attitude a little bit. You have to tell them how to eat it right, and then ya udah. And then you just have to, you know, use your charm a little bit.
Oh yeah, and then Chef Aga, we know, has lots of charm. Eh?
How you can tell people to eat it in a way you have to eat it. Try.
Terus gimana market Jakarta dengan konsep nose to tail ini? Lu jelasin nggak sih? Jelasin yes, dulu yes, gak, ini yes. Kita nose to tail apa gitu.
Yes. Yeah, well basically we don't want to waste anything. That's the first things that we don't want, you know. We want to use every part of the animal, even though kayak sekarang juga we flew our pork dari Bali kan, kita pakai heritage pork. Jadi kita flew in from Bali, our chicken juga dari Bali, warna prasta. The difference is, okay, let me explain about the chicken a little bit.
Yeah, chickennya apa itu, kenapa?
So,
itu ayam apa?
Ayam organic.
Organic, yeah, ayam boiler tapi organik. Apa gimana? Yeah, how do you?
You can say that.
I cannot say that, or I can.
You can say
okay,
that.
Okay.
Cuman, so we work together with this petani lah. Apa sih?
Peternak.
Namanya? Peternak ayam ya. Hmm. Peternak ayam.
Namanya apa tadi kak?
Wanaprasta.
Wanaprasta. Guys. Yeah. Okay.
Kita jual juga di Delhi.
Okay.
Harganya 110.000 per kilo. Mahal man.
Well. When it's good.
When it's good. Yeah. The really? Difference is, so they feed this chicken with mango.
Mango?
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, kita, mereka keringin, they do something with the mango lah. I've never been to the peternakan, but I met with the owner. Yeah. So they told me how the background of the peternakan lah, segala macam lah, farmer. And yeah, so they feed it with mango, and then they dry the mango, and then they blend it, and then give the chicken mango. The result is it doesn't have that much fat on the chicken.
Okay.
Jadi kayak nggak terlalu banyak lemaknya lah ya.
Yeah.
But then again, when you cook it, even the breast, they're not drying out easily, so it's still really moist.
Okay.
You know, so that's the advantage. I don't know what the mango does to the chicken, but. That's basically.
Iya, gue penasaran kalau ayam yang udah harganya segitu apa lebih juicy berarti. Ya?
Yes.
Oke.
Okay. It's juicy and less fat, so it's more protein, I guess, more meat.
Oh iya. Oh buat orang yang tadi lu makan itu ayam itu bukan?
Bukan sih. Iya.
Iya kan konsep nose to tail, I think is very new buat di Indonesia.
Yeah.
Pelopornya itu Chef Fergus Henderson.
Yes.
Dari restoran St. John di London ya?
Yes.
Di London.
Yes.
My God, itu a god buat gue sih. Gue fan banget gue sama dia.
True.
Nose to tail tuh berarti dari, ini dia sih waktu bikin konsepnya dan logo restorannya itu a big pick kan. Berarti kayak dari ujung hidung sampai ekor itu dipakai semuanya berarti.
True.
Tidak menyisakan apa-apa.
Yeah.
Itu very good for the farmer, very good for the chef, bisa kreatif, very good for the restaurant, cost-nya bisa lebih rendah, dan very good for the environment.
Yes.
Ya kan, I think it's important.
True. Yes, it's important. So, funny story. Obviously waktu gue mau join Locavor, they want me to do the food tasting lah.
Yeah.
So, they know what is my style, kayak gimana-gimana lah. The first thing that came on my mind itu waktu itu gue mau masak apa ya gitu. I think I decided to cook pigtail.
Okay, pigtail.
Pigtail.
Lu bikin apa gak?
I roasted it with orange.
Okay, nggak kebayang. Ada ininya gak?
Ada. Yeah. Terus udah gitu, the second one I cook pork trotters.
Okay,
pork trotters. So I made sausages. And I wrap it with the pork trotters.
I see. Roller. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I did the pork chow. The pork chow is until now. Sekarang masih ada kan di Peggy's kan.
Yeah.
So it went on the menu. The pork chow itu is one of my favorite basically.
It's my favorite juga waktu makan enak loh.
Itu lo tahu babi genyol nggak sih di Bali?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's come from that. Gue dulu juga waktu kerja di Potato Head kan, I went to Kaum.
Yeah.
Kaum kan ada di Potato Head. Mm. Dulu Chef Wayan punya menu pork jowl.
Oke.
Okay. That's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Oh shit. Harus cobain tuh Chef Wayan. Ada gak di Home sekarang tuh menu?
Mungkin. Itu enak banget, itu pakai bumbu Bali. Oh my God, it's the best. the inspiration come from there. So thank you Chef Wayan. It's one of my favorite food and I decided to put it on the menu. With a different twist, but yes.
Nice.
So yeah, I did the pork jowl, I did the pig leg, I did the apa namanya?
Yeah, itu kan secondary cut yang bukan.
Yeah, secondary cut, and then I make a sisik, you know sisik, sisik and
Filipino
food. Tapi the sisik I made it with the pig head.
Mm.
Also, this I learned from Burnt Ends.
Mm.
Burnt Ends has sisik as well on the menu, which they use.
Sisik itu apa buat listener?
Sisik itu, now so we cook the pig heads as whole, so basically they are biasa potong dua gitu kan, jadi split their face half, and then they roast it until it's really soft. Biasanya dia, gua nggak tahu sih in authentic way itu mereka masaknya seperti apa, but what I learned. That time itu dia masak pakai red wine. So they submerge the pig heads with the red wine, braise sampai matang, sampai lembek. Habis itu dikeluarin, di rest it, and then you burn them. You grill them on the fire. Okay. So it has that smoky, tasty flavor lah.
Mm-hmm.
Smokiness and then stuff. And then you mix it with onion, garlic, chili, cilantro or coriander, parsley, chicken hearts. And then you mix them all together and then cabik-cabik aja. And then you shape them, you put it on a tray, you shape them, and then you cut it and you grill it.
It's like a grilled riet.
Yes, kayak gitu. Gitu. Mm. But it's super, super nice. It's super, super moist.
Enak banget tuh di itu. Yeah, I remember.
So that's what I make. So I was going out of my comfort zone when I did my food tasting.
Tapi kan itu sesuai konsep kan, clever of you kayak, ini konsepnya no sutil nih, makanan-makanan cuts-cuts yang jarang
it's still,
ada.
It's still going out of my comfort zone because I don't cook like that, you know. But then again, I was being
adventurous.
What the hell? I have to do this.
Di podcast kita baru-baru ini, itu kita podcast sama Chef Iwan Bejo dari Ramen for the Soul dan Holy Crab.
Yeah.
Dimana kita ngomongin chef itu dituntut mayoritas itu harus serba bisa.
Yes.
Ya kan misalnya kalau si Lokovor kayaknya gak mungkin. Tapi misalnya Lokovor, Pare sama Pak Elke bilang, enggak kita mau buka ramen shop misalnya. Kita mau lu ya. Gitu. Yeah. Ramen shop no sutel misalnya. Ya lu harus belajar ramen.
Yes.
Gitu kan harus jadi gitu. Tapi sebenarnya kan chef sebenarnya punya style masing-masing yang dia prefer, right?
Yes.
In the perfect world.
Yeah.
Nah lu apa?
Gua,
what's your style sebenarnya? Kayak misalnya Freddy nih, Chef Freddy. Itu udah jelas dia emang waktu di sini bilang gua sukanya masak Asian food.
Yes.
Nah dia hoki aja nih. Dia sekarang jadi chef owner di Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
Tapi kan gak semuanya selaki itu kan.
Iya.
Gitu.
Yeah. Kalau gua, from the first time I cook with open fire, I fall in love with it. The taste of the food. The technique of the cooking techniques that was in Ijen, the Potato Head.
Ijen.
You know,
they
don't use gas.
Iya, gue masuk kitchennya diajak Chef Wayan, nih ntar pop up sini. Mana gasnya? Gak ada gas.
They don't use it. Mereka nggak pakai kompor, nggak pakai oven, nggak pakai all that stuff.
Iya, semuanya.
Lo kayak masak zaman dulu aja, nggak pakai kayu malah, pakai ayang, pakai arang doang.
Arang doang.
That's where I fall in love with it. You know, I think it took more effort to cook like that because it's hot, man. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, susah juga sih.
Right, and then
to maintain the heat,
it's a hot kitchen.
Mm.
You constantly sweating. I remember I changed my shirt 3 times in a day because it's drenched. Right. And then how to control the product.
Yeah.
You know, you have to turn it, again or the food, and then you have to elevate it a little bit because the arang is too hot, you know.
Yes.
So you have to understand the color, you have to understand the texture, the protein, you have to understand how hot is your charcoal is, because the last thing that you want to do is black, go soft.
Yeah.
You know, so it took a little bit of giving a shit. to the, to your product, right? I think that's very interesting for me.
Okay.
So, and then I got out from that from agent. Aku go the cabut, and then yaudah. So I was working at Union waktu itu kan, and then I didn't have that the concept that I want to do. And then when Midsmith was about to open, I know, okay, oh shit, burn ends, man. You know, Midsmith. They're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I 100% say, okay, like, I want to join this.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So that's my kind of takes. Obviously, sekarang juga di Pegis juga ada beberapa makanannya. We use Santa Maria for most of our food juga gitu loh. So I still have that apa namanya concept yang gue taruh di Pegis because I love it. I love it.
Cooking with fire.
Cooking with fire. I love it. It's traditional way.
Yeah.
So good.
Banyak sih, bahkan beberapa ada yang mau buka nih, we'll see.
Yeah, true. We'll see. Yeah. I mean,
lu pernah makan Fire Door?
Pernah.
Restoran yang
I almost apply there actually.
Oh ya?
Yeah.
Fire Door kalau buat belum tahu itu di Sydney.
Di Sydney Surry Hills itu in front of Long Green waktu itu. Yeah. Yeah, in front of Long Green di Commonwealth Street.
Itu sama tuh, enggak ada kompornya tuh.
Yeah, they cook everything, even the dessert they cook it on the charcoal.
Iya.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Lu pernah makan berarti kan di sana. Nah, gue penasaran ya, gue belum pernah makan yang kayak fire only gitu restoran. Gimana lu balance all the smoky flavor? Karena kan lama-kelamaan keasepan gitu loh kasarnya mulut lu nih. Ini ngasep banget gitu.
Yeah. So, the smoky flavor only comes out when your fire is out. Right? But when your charcoal is constantly burning, it wouldn't have that smoky flavor.
Okay.
So there's actually a different cooking technique. If you want to smoke, that means you have to use a low heat.
Yeah.
And then you want to get the smoke out. So you get the smoky flavor on the meat.
Yeah.
But on the fire door, they cook directly on the charcoal, which the charcoal is 100% lit up. You know, jadi kayak the smoky flavor itu enggak terlalu intense. So there's completely two different techniques.
Ya gue nonton dia di Chef Table, obviously, terus abis itu baca bukunya kayak, dia bilang, nama chefnya siapa?
Lennox Hasty.
Yes. Dia bilang kayak, kalau lu lagi nge-grill, ada grill mark tuh, for me it's a failure. Kayak, fuck.
Yes. So yeah, there you go. I mean, you have to see the texture, you have to see the protein, you have to elevate the grill, you know. Ya mereka cuma pakai rak kan yang bolong-bolong yang perforated racks.
Lu apply ke situ?
Yeah.
Okay.
I applied because I was so interested. Like that's my kind of things, you know. So yeah, I think it took an extra care to cook like that.
Yes.
It took
banyak feelingnya juga.
It took an extra passion. Kalau lo nggak tertarik, gila lo di sana panas, and then you have to burn your hands, dude. Kayak di burn ends ya. They use something like that kan. Dia punya dua barrel oven. Ovennya itu kalau nyala dua-duanya itu bisa 1200 derajat Celsius. Satu oven itu bisa sampai 700 derajat.
Lu buka aja.
Kebuka. And then you know
tandur.
What?
Kayak tandur.
And itu kayak dua pintu kebuka gitu. Jadi satu ada di private kitchen, satu ada di normal kitchen. Terus gitu lo masak the leek that is very famous with burnt butter and capers.
Yes.
Itu masaknya tuh tinggal ditaruh aja di dalam pluk without any seasoning. Sampai dia benar-benar
hitam,
dalamnya lembek, you take out with your fucking bear, like cuman tongs doang gitu kan, the fennel with the burrata, just cook it like that, everything, and then the grissini, if you know, they have the grissini with arah masalata, the grissini is cooked to order, you cook it on the stone.
Grissini itu apa brand?
Yeah, flatbread.
Oh, flatbread.
Flatbread itu.
Okay, lu taruh aja di stone gitu.
And it take 20 seconds, so you cannot leave.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly turn it. Like, udah mau matang, turn it. So you have to be in instant heat in front of the oven, and then you're facing 600 degrees oven.
Shit. Itu waktu lu dapat ini waktu di yang lu berapa bulan di Singapura gitu ya?
Yes.
Yeah, that must be fun.
It's so fun. So fun. It's hard. It's so hard, but it's fun. You get something out of it, obviously. But you know what? It takes a lot of guts to work there.
Iya sih.
Yes. Not everyone can do it. Even Singaporean sometimes they don't.
Gue lihat dia pop up. Ini way before I met you. Dia ada pop up di Senayan City.
Oh
yeah, acara.
With one of the car.
Iya. Yeah.
Yeah.
Itu my god. Dia bawa dua kitchen, dua chef anak cewek gitu loh.
Yvette.
Itu dia yang tanggung jawab grill itu. Nobody can touch it. Ya kan?
She is his Dave's right hand.
My god, gue lihat.
Super, gila. Super man. She's super. Like a superhero.
This girl. Iya benar, gue lihat kayak superhero lagi main api gitu kan. Man, ratusan orang ngantri.
Yvette is the best. It's like, she's the head chef of Penance. She's been working with Dave for so long. She's a girl and she can fuck you up so bad
because
she's doing better job than you.
Iya.
And she works like crazy.
Gue lihat, my god. Gue gak di event ya. Gue cuma liatin dia doang nge-grill ratusan item, orang ngantri.
Iya. Yeah.
Karena it's free kan, it's free
non-stop,
food.
Non-stop.
Non-stop kayak, my god,
it's amazing man. Kayak it's amazing how different our mentality is than the chef that actually have passion.
Hmm.
You know, sorry to say di Jakarta belum ada yang kayak gitu.
Yeah.
You know, the person or a character or an individual yang mau kerja segitunya.
Hmm.
And then it becomes very amazing. You know, it's so hard to find that kind of talent.
Very hard. Very mungkin hard. Ada, I seems
no.
Menurut gua gak
mungkin ada, cuma it's very rare. You know what? Kayak sorry to say, everyone that works in Jakarta is far, so far is money oriented.
Nah,
that they care about the only thing that they care about is the take home pay. How much do I get paid?
Hmm.
That's the first question that they ask during the interview.
Oh shit!
Yes, not anything else. Not like what kind of food that you cook, what kind of concept that you need. I want to do it because this is the food that I like. This is the food that I like doing.
Yeah.
You know, we do that. You know, we choose the restaurant that we wanted to do.
Yes.
Kayak kita mau kerja di restoran apa? Bukan karena duitnya, tapi karena we like the concept. We like to cook like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But sekarang orang bisa kerjain apa aja.
Hmm.
Karena apa? Duitnya gede, gajinya gede.
Yeah.
Kayak gitu. That's
the reality.
The reality. Cuman, yeah. Well, yang nggak mau ini juga sih. Everyone needs money.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone has a life. Everyone has a family and everything. Cuman then again, kayak when you were young, you need to do that. You need to choose carefully about what you want to do. Otherwise, there is no path for you.
Betul. Kalau gua liatnya belum ke expose aja. Baru berapa tahun sih? Kayak misalnya Chef Aga ini. Orang tahu nih Chef Aga jadi head chef-nya Peggy. Baru berapa tahun sih? Let's say before the pandemic. Misalnya Peggy buka dan ada lu yang masak, enggak tahu orang. Gitu. Enggak tahu orang. Zaman dulu gua tahu gua megang berapa restoran gitu sekaligus. Enggak ada yang tahu, man. Nama gua enggak ada di sosial media. The restaurant juga enggak see as a marketing tool di mana kalau orang tahu chef-nya siapa baru intense after the pandemic.
Iya. Yeah.
Gitu. Jadi mungkin baru akan terarah, mungkin nanti baru ada orang-orang yang mau khusus daftar ke Pegis karena mau kerja sama Chef Aga. Gue pengen tahu.
Bukan ini ya sih menurut gue, bukan sama individualnya kerja sama gue atau sama chef yang lain. Maksudnya kayak
kan either the chef or the restaurant gak?
It's the style of cooking sih menurut gue. Gue lebih drawn to that.
Iya.
You know, well, working with the good restaurant is one thing. Cuman in the good restaurant tapi lo masaknya gak sesuai dengan yang lo suka.
Exactly. Iya gitu. Exactly. Tapi ada juga orang yang attracted to the chef, right? Yeah. Gue ada dulu temen gue.
Tapi menurut gue it's apa ya? It's not gonna be sustained.
Sustained.
What if the chef resign?
Or is an asshole? Gak taunya galak banget gitu.
Iya.
Nah, gue ada temen dulu waktu gue kerja di Noma, dia specifically resign dari restonya karena dia pengen banget kerja sama Veran Adria, which is bukan di restoran.
Yeah.
Gitu. Akhirnya dia ngikut chefnya. Iya, dia learn a lot. Tapi not necessarily dia love it there karena nggak masak kan.
Iya, I think it's different karena kalau kayak gitu kan berarti they fall in love with the concept, they fall in love with the apa sih namanya kayak
kalau jadi
pembawaan chefnya mungkin atau
jadi for you itu more important kalau for a young guy ini yang lagi dengerin kita itu choose the restaurant that you like.
Maybe
cook the food.
Maybe first of all, work in the few different restaurants, right? And then after several years, you have to figure it out. And obviously, you will figure it out. What style of cooking do you like?
Whether exactly.
You like masak steak di open fire, or kalau masak di stove, atau kalau suka masak pasta, Asian food, or whatever it is. After that, you choose the restaurant, a good restaurant to work. Ini kayak waktu itu gue pernah dengar Gordon Ramsay juga bilang kayak gini sih.
Yeah.
So you gain a lot of experience. You know how to cook anything, pasta, steak, whatever. And then you develop certain skills, or you develop certain preference. Gue suka masak grill, gue suka masak open fire, gue suka masak Asian food. And then apply to a good Asian restaurant, apply to a good steakhouse or an open fire restaurant. And it's a good restaurant, you apply. You work there, you gain experience. If you like it, then stay.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Stay and make it your own gitu kan, ya. Own it gitu.
Own it and then you go out, find an investor atau find something and open your own. Kayak gitu. I know it sounds cheesy or easy, but
definitely not easy.
Definitely easy. But then again, you know, it's always a learning process. And you know what, kayak, it doesn't matter if you open a restaurant or not, but then again, you know, you stay true to yourself, you cook this kind of food and you love it.
Okay.
If you don't love it, what you do or what you cook, yeah, it's all just gonna be money.
Yeah, money ada at the point in time you chase the money, ada. Yeah. Tapi
it comes with an experience. Yeah. It comes with the process, but it'll come.
Yeah.
It'll come. Don't worry. Cuman, fall in love with what you do first. In that way, lo gak akan pernah tahu namanya capek. You feel capek, pasti capek banget.
Yeah.
Tapi you love it. It's a good capek. Kayak capek yang memuaskan. Yeah. Ya kan? You don't feel pressure. There's always a pressure. Cuman it's a good pressure. A pressure how to be better. The pressure how to run the restaurant. The pressure how to do better each day. Kayak hari ini besok harus lebih baik. Besok harus lebih baik.
Yeah.
The pressure how to lead. The pressure how to have a good communication. The pressure how to do a good teamwork. It always comes with the pressure. But then again, if you love it, it'll come so easy. It'll come very naturally.
It's a bit... Itu bukannya udah better ya gak anak-anak yang sekarang di kitchen? Masa masih kayak it's a bit surprising gitu lu ngomong kan tadi hampir semua yang hanya take home pay saya berapa. Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah, it's very Jakarta man.
Yeah.
So, I mean it's the reality.
Yeah.
Jakarta keras.
Jakarta keras. Jakarta keras tapi anak-anaknya lembek.
Yeah. Oh, ini ada nih di tempatnya Nick, which is the barber.
The barber. Yeah.
Jadi ada bacaan ya kan, Jakarta yang keras apa lo nya aja yang lembek. So that's the tagline, which is correct. I agree with that.
Wait, tapi kan gue notice lo hire everyone they're really young.
Yeah.
Iya kan?
Yeah.
Apa itu emang you want to build that culture, you want instill that philosophy to them?
That's a Locafor concept juga sih sebenarnya.
Yeah.
So dari dulu waktu Locafor pertama buka, waktu cuma ada Ray Elke, mereka juga doing the same thing. So they don't hire sous chef, they don't hire yang gimana-gimana. They hire only a cook or someone that loves to cook.
Yeah.
And they train them how to be a cook. And then you know what? Sekarang udah ada yang sama mereka dari mereka buka. They still there.
It's amazing.
Very loyal, and they're doing their own thing. Tapi for the restaurant, for Locafor, mereka bisa jadi forager. Mereka ngajak orang foraging segala macam kayak gitu gitu. So they learn everything from zero, and then now they're becoming the most important person di Locafor. In that way, yeah, I want to do something like that. You know, maybe something meaningful lah, sedikit. I know that their life, they have their own life, but then again, giving them the chance to prove something, to learn something new. It feels amazing. It's your kepuasan sendiri lah gitu. So waktu kita buka Peggy's, Chef Ray bilang, so I have you as a head, and we'll find a sous chef. Tapi yang lain kalau bisa cook aja semuanya. Jadi nggak usah ada yang namanya CDP, demi CDP dan lain-lain. We hire cook. And then we teach them how to cook properly. We teach them the basics and makes them stay because they learn something from it.
Damn. Yeah, itu that's the whole philosophy.
Exactly. So that's what we do. Hmm. So we hire everyone yang masih muda, belum ada pengalaman atau mungkin punya pengalaman tapi masih jadi komi, belum jadi apa-apa. Hmm. And even kayak kadang chopping chive or herbs itu masih kayak they bruise the leaves, which I fucking hate. And but then again, teaching them and then they're doing it right now, kayak lebih bagus segala macam setiap hari, they becoming better and better and better. It's like, oh man, it's good.
Jadi kalau misalnya orang kayak gua mau daftar di Pegis gitu,
kita gak mau bayar.
Ya, bukan. Bisa aja, tapi harus dari komi gitu kan, maksudnya gitu. Maksudnya.
Mesti dari komi, iya.
Iya, dengan salary komi juga.
Salary komi juga. Cuman then again, you know what, kayak, I think once you enter a kitchen anywhere around the world, anywhere it is, you have to turn off your ego sih.
No.
That's the most important thing juga.
It's very important.
So, everywhere I go, I always put my head down, I learn. It's not my kitchen. Mm. They have their own standard. You follow, you become a commie again.
Yeah.
You know, you don't suddenly jump into a kitchen of someone else's kitchen and to be the best. You know, unless you're Dave Pine, you step in someone else's kitchen, he has the charisma. Yeah. He has someone, he's someone. Oh, yeah. But you know what? It took him like what?
Yeah. 20, 30 years.
Yeah, to become like that. So unless you're him or unless you're
Ferran Adrien, yeah.
Then you are free to do so.
Ada, sorry gue potong. Ada clash of egos gak sih in all big characters gitu?
No.
You, Pare, Elke,
no.
Maxi?
No. We think we want the same thing. Mm. And then we just exchange our thoughts. And yaudah. You know? I mean, we have to be rational. We have an ideas, but our ideas is always right. It's not always correct. You have to put down your ego and then see things in a different side, different story. You know, maybe things better. So we try.
Mm.
And then you come up with, okay, you come up with this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think a good communication.
Oh, it's first, the key. It's the key.
And then, you know, take down your ego, man. Mm. Your ego doesn't bring you anywhere. So you want to be better, then try to work with someone. Try to bring down your ego and follow.
Yeah.
You know?
Itu sih. Ya, bust your ass dulu di kitchen lah.
Bust
your ass dulu di kitchen. Iya, di sini sih emang jarang ya ada yang tadi kita ngomongin apa tangan kanannya Define.
Ya.
Yeah. Yang emang so gimana sih kita bilangnya hardcore gitu. This
hardcore.
One of the best at what they do, gitu
yeah,
kan.
Exactly. Mm. And then it's one of the character, man. It's one of the best. I don't think anyone can top that.
Yeah. You
know? The work ethic, the skills,
Nih kalau lu udah jadi begitu, you become indispensable. Lu nggak bisa digantiin di restoran lu. So
even then kayak, you know what? Yeah, her name is Yvette. Even then kayak she became one of that person, the character in that Dave's kitchen.
Hmm.
If she goes somewhere to the restaurant, she becomes a normal chef.
Yeah.
She doesn't show that she's capable of doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tell her to do something, she'll do it better than you.
Yeah.
That's how she communicate. By her action, not by, you know.
Wouldn't be awesome. Pelan-pelan lah. Ini Chef Aga lagi didik nih anak-anak mudanya nih. Semangat ya guys.
Oh udah banyak, udah 4 yang kabur.
Shit, dihitungin lagi. Dengerin podcast lagi nih. Yeah. Mau kemana sih?
Udah 4 yang kabur.
Cari pengalaman baru.
Belum sebulan kita buka.
Oh my God. Hukum rimba bro.
Yeah,
alasannya apa? Mau sekolah lagi? Bisnis keluarga?
Alasannya satu, kemarin the work ethics di Peggy nggak bagus dan I don't have my work life balance. Itu satu. Yang kedua, om saya meninggal, saya mau pulang malam-malam habis itu kembali lagi. ya udah, satu lagi kayak apa ya waktu itu?
Ethic nggak bisa work life balance. Yeah.
You're 24 years old, you're 23 years old, you want to have work life balance? Find a rich parents man.
Oh shit. Okay. Sad. Ya, WhatsApp Chef Aga tuh kalau dengerin minta maaf. Okay. Final question sebelum kita masuk ke Q&A.
Sure.
Kayak long your career, sepanjang karir lu kerja di top restaurants. Lu juga waktu ada news Burn Ends mau buka restoran barunya di Jakarta. Everybody's very excited. Gue yakin banyak banget chef yang daftar. Ya kan, terus lu yang dapat jobnya di sana. And you do it really well. Terus habis itu ada berita lagi, oh, Locavore, one of the best restoran group di Indonesia mau buka di Jakarta. Terus habis itu lu dapat lagi. What did you do menurut lu yang orang lain enggak dan keeps you on top of your game?
Well, apa ya? Well, first of all, waktu gue dapat kerjaan di Miss Smith was just because I know a friend yang doing branding for Burn Ends and Miss Smith at that time. So I happens to meet him, and then we got connected in a way. And then gue tanya sama teman gue kayak, Burn Ends mau buka ya di sini ya? Gue interested dong gitu. So they sort of like, he sort of like linked me up with Dave.
It difference kayak koneksi. Kita tahu di Indonesia ordal tuh bagus banget gitu. You can get you somewhere. Tapi kalau di kitchen, when you cannot back it up, you're out, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Gitu.
Well, you know, kayak ya, like my prinsip itu kayak prinsip gue kayak, if someone already gone out of their way, kayak lo introduce me to someone that I really look up to, which is Dave. It's not mucking around, man. It's not someone yang kayak, oh, chef biasa gitu. He's somebody. His restaurant is what? Like, world's top restaurant. You want to do your best. You don't want to disappoint your friend. You know, like, it's not nice. It's not ethical. Kalau lu udah dicariin kerjaan, udah dapetin kerjaan, and then you don't prove yourself to be, you know, worth it. So that's what I do. I just do my best and I look up to Dave. I listen to him. I go to Burn Ends. I do the hard yard. I do whatever he tells me to do and get the respect and go back to Jakarta and do what I do, you know? But obviously you have to keep up with the pressure, of course, the stress, of course, tired, body, mind, everything. But then again, don't give up. You know, there's always a light in the end of the tunnel, right? You're not going to do work like this forever. Is you have to be better each day. When you reach the point that you think that you are better,
then
move.
Okay, that's a great.
But then again, kayak, there's never an end. There's never a day where I feel like I'm better. There is always learning.
I notice dari banyak teman-teman kita, lu yang paling work out. Ya kan, bangun pagi tadi guys, dia bawa tupperware warnanya putih doang gitu ya, dada ayam sama tahu isi yang katanya bikin sendiri juga gitu. Did you meal prep juga, bro? Lu meal prep?
Enggak sih sebenarnya, it's my mom.
Okay.
Nyokap gue, cuman gue bilang sama nyokap kayak I still live with my mom, and then setiap pagi dia selalu masakin gue makanan.
Okay.
Cuma I always requested something healthy gitu.
Is it important to you tuh? Okay, work out, eat healthy.
Yeah.
Itu translate well to make your job. Yeah. You can do a lot better in your job atau
gimana? I think so. Yeah, for me at least.
Yeah.
Banyak chef yang ya maksudnya very very udah in general lah, kayak ngerokok, minum, drugs.
Enggak. Okay, drugs tapi banyak.
Yeah, you know, like all that stuff. Which
with that lifestyle, banyak itu. Lah,
you cannot take away that lifestyle from F&B. It becomes one.
Yeah. And,
and I was like that too. Kayak I go out at night and I do drugs and don't follow me. Bad decision. But then again, kayak you have to be responsible in the end of the day, right? And then one day kayak yaudah, I decided not to drink again, not to like limit my drinks, take it easy. And then you started working out because I want to care for my body. I want to care for my well-being. You know, I work a lot. I work so many hours a day and a week. Like, you want to maintain that, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to collapse in one day and then kayak, oh, gua sakit.
Banyak banget chef yang
kayak
begitu
gitu,
sih.
Sorry, kayak you gain weight, kolesterol tinggi, apalah segala macam, sugar, diabetes, all that kind of stuff. I don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to live happily. I want to live long.
Mm.
And to do that, I have to realize kayak yaudah, I think I need to work out. Gitu. So I did. So my day sekarang kalau misalnya
yeah. Routine.
Yeah, my routine. Gue bangun jam, my alarm is 4:50 in the morning.
4:50.
Yes.
Okay.
Jam 4:50. Uh-huh. And then I usually go to workout, join the class, itu jam 6 pagi.
Okay.
So I, basically gue udah di gym lah jam 6 pagi. Mm. I like doing CrossFit by the way.
Mm.
And abis itu, yaudah, I can do whatever I want. You go to coffee shop, ngopi, makan, sarapan, segala macam, and then I start my work at 9.
Mm.
Kan. And yeah, you spend 9 o'clock until
10, 11, 12,
11:30.
Yeah,
the latest 12:30, setengah satu pagi, and then you go home and then you go back to sleep and do it again.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean for.
Jadi lu tidur jam berapa biasa?
Jam satu sih.
Jam satu.
Yeah. Yeah, cuman ya itu sih salah satunya juga ya gue kalau udah di rumah. Baru pulang kerja udah di rumah kayak I don't do anything else. I don't watch Netflix. I don't even play with my phone. And then I just pretty much shut out everything, shut them up, and then go to sleep right away. You go to shower and sleep. That's it. So I woke up fresh. I don't do anything at home.
Okay,
home is for mostly sleep.
Coba dicontoh, guys.
Yeah. I mean, like it doesn't come instantly. Kayak I've been doing it for 4 years now, so okay. it's a habit now. Jadi kayak to do that you have to do it ini kan kayak berulang lagi,
berulang lagi
sampai akhirnya lo kayak udah you're used to it and then yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, patut ditiru.
Yeah.
Okay. Gila, itu kayak yes, it's all about mindset kan.
It's all about mindset.
Kalau gue dulu amazingly, ini mungkin surprise kalau gue dengar. Gue waktu gue jadi masih kayak jadi waktu jadi komi, CDP segala macam yang di Jakarta ya.
Yeah.
Itu gue bisa, gue pagi kan nge-shift masuk pagi, sore pulang atau enggak sampai jam 8 gitu.
Yeah.
Itu gue bisa ke gym cuy, ke gym. Terus habis itu udah gue tidur, bangun ya udah kerja lagi, nge-gym gitu segala macam. Ya tapi begitu udah banyak temen aja tuh, itu gue zaman gue baru balik tuh, balik kerja gak kenal siapa-siapa, begitu udah ada temen, baik nongkrong ya udah. It's all about mindset.
Ya sekarang, ya maksudnya masih banyak lah ya sekarang, kayak gak minum yuk, ini yuk, gitu, termasuknya Iwan Bejo. Selalu yang barusan ke sini kemarin. Itu orang juga minumnya lumayan. cuman I just learn how to say no, or I learn how to prioritize myself. So I think not to be selfish, but my well-being is more important.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Take notes, guys. Eh? Okay, next kita masuk ke Q&A untuk Chef Aga. Thank you guys for the questions. Keep them coming. Seperti biasa, yang menarik-menarik kita tanya ke guest kita. Oke, pertama dari Lingman 5471. Gimana cara ngedidik newbie yang secara pengalaman di atas kita? Oke, ini kurang jelas ya pertanyaan. Jadi, mungkin cara ngedidik, zaman sekarang kan ada orang yang mungkin lebih tua dari lu gak? Tapi pengalamannya belum sebanyak lu.
Yeah.
Mungkin dia dari di industri lain waktu mudanya atau segala macam.
Ya.
Apa lu punya pengalaman seperti itu?
Punya. Tapi ya apa sih namanya? It's hard. It's very challenging karena it's a whole different mindset sih ya. Kayak orang udah tua juga sih.
Yeah.
But then again kayak I think by being close to him, it's not necessarily becoming your boss, but treat him as a friend. And then but being firm at the same time as a friend. Gain their respect is the most important thing.
Ini ada pertanyaan lanjutan nih. Pas sama topiknya dari Rio Andi Slamet 5075. Ya gimana cara nge-treat staff yang usianya di atas kita?
Yeah, gitu. Itu. So you don't have to show them that you're their senior atau their boss atau gimana. I always tell my staff, kayak my chef, kayak I'm telling you something not because I'm your boss atau your chef atau gimana-mana. I'm telling you as a friend.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more personal. You know, it's personal apa namanya connection. Instead of like being your boss atau your senior atau gimana-gimana. Yeah. It doesn't kayak apa ya. If you tell them atau kalau lo negor sebagai bos, they will have a high wall.
Iya, apalagi kita di Indonesia ya.
Iya, gitu they'll become apa yang namanya ya, defensive atau apa sih namanya?
Kok nggak hormat, kok kurang kok ajar hormat, gitu.
Yeah. Sensitive lah, yeah. Gitu. But then again, when you doing this personal connection, it's a different thing.
I agree. Okay, lanjut. @Dwianto6482. Ini akun-akun bodong semua apa gimana sih namanya angkanya guys, pakai akun asli lah. Buat apa gue shout out kalau gitu kan namanya. Menurut chef masih zaman enggak kalau di kitchen pakai teriak-teriak?
Tergantung nih.
You scream?
No, I don't. Yeah, the Pegasus is open kitchen so I don't scream. not I don't scream. I scream but not to tell people off gitu loh. I scream because I read out the order atau I need something atau kayak gimana. Cuman to tell people off in front of everyone, no, I don't do that. Okay. I never do that actually. Kayak dimanapun gue kerja kayak.
Lu pernah digituin nggak tapi?
Sering dulu. Okay. Sering dulu. That's why I don't.
Tapi biasanya kalau lu digituin, lu akan melakukannya nextnya, right?
Kalau gue nggak, I know how it feels. I know it doesn't feel good, so I don't want to do that to other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Look at the perfect chef.
Gak lah. Cuman kayak gue suka selalu negor dengan pelan, cuman dalam.
Iya, lebih, itu dia.
Kayaknya lebih ini dia. Lebih sakit.
Bener dong. Pertanyaan terakhir dari @WawanGinting805. Apa yang chef lakukan ketika tim salah mulu padahal udah diajarin berkali-kali?
That was very hard actually. Kayak apa ya?
Overcook deh, yang paling susah itu sih overcook karena duit kebuang juga.
Iya.
Bisa ikan lo tuh, fish on the bone.
Jadi ya lo, ya obviously you have to spend time to teach them how to do it berkali-kali. And sekarang sih, maksudnya gue selalu gini sih, we have a tools in the kitchen, kita pakai internal probe.
Yeah.
I tell them to use it instead of guessing atau use your feeling. Feeling lo kadang-kadang salah.
Iya. Yeah. Chef banget tuh pakai feeling-feelingnya, pakai internal probe.
Iya kayak dipok-pok-pok-pok gitu pakai tangan, pakai jari itu segitu kayak steak lah segala macam. Don't use it here. Ada probe.
Iya.
I will tell you the internal temp. Use it.
Yes. Iya, gue sebel banget tuh lihat yang begini. Iya. Yeah, mungkin 1970 ya. Kalau sekarang kan udah.
So, I mean that juga bisa kalau masak yang daging dan protein. Kalau masalah kayak chopping gitu-gitu, it's a skills lah. So basically, you need to learn how to do it. Jadi kayak ya constant learning aja sih. So you tell them how to go home and practice at home. Go back. But then again, kayak so far sih di kitchen yang sekarang they learn. And they are quite fast learner, which I'm very proud of. And
except yang 4 itu tadi.
Ya itu sih, I don't care. I don't care yang itu sih. Ya udah lewat. Cuman ya mereka they want to learn. They know, you know what? Okay, sometimes you just have to show them how to do it, and then the difference. So when they chop something, when then I chop something, and you let them know, look, which one is better.
Yeah.
And then do you think it's acceptable if you go to the restaurant, you're saying this instead of this? Like you spend your money. To eat, lo ngelihat yang kayak gini sama yang ini, lo mau bayar yang mana? So makes them believe that they're also a customer, they're a paying customer. So by then only kayak udah, they want to learn and they obviously want to do something better, right?
Yeah.
So, kayak it's obviously the result is different. So unless dia benar-benar kolot yang nggak mau diajarin ya. Yeah, you will kick them off lah. You're not gonna keep them in the kitchen juga sih.
Yeah, kalau
but
misalnya,
then again, if they wanna do better, then you'll support them.
Lu lakukan berapa sering anak-anak yang kerja bareng lu harus makan makanan di situ juga?
Makan makanan nggak sering sih sebenarnya sih, but every time, this is most important thing juga sih. Every time they make something sauce or whatever, I will always tell them to taste.
Yes.
Taste is built by repetition.
Yeah.
So the more repetition that you do, the more repetition that you taste everything again and again and again, the more you will remember.
Yeah.
Memory, you'll create a memory in your brain, right? So I'll tell them to you do it again and again. Even though kayak kalau mereka salah, taste the wrong product. Taste it.
Yeah.
Is it okay? No. And then this is the good product. Taste it.
Bedanya.
Bedanya apa? So when you make this, you know it's wrong. You know it doesn't taste good. When you do it like this, it's good. So you do it repetitively. So it creates a memory in their brains. So that's the easiest thing.
Yes, guys. To their advice, great advisors, life advice.
Yeah. Always taste, man. Always taste. But
taste, do the best you can. Yes. Don't drink too much. Work out. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how you want to work out or you don't, or you want to drink, but yeah, whatever. But you know what? At the end of the day, take care of yourself, your well-being. And by then, you can only do good at work.
Thank you very much, Ga, for your time and your stories. Lu adalah apa ya, figur chef yang sangat ideal lah to follow kalau misalnya masih muda-muda.
Kelihatannya.
Please follow Instagramnya Aga di apa? Aga Alfian. Aga Alfian.
Tapi my Instagram is on private.
It's on private. Yeah. Yeah. Follow Instagramnya Peggy's kalau gitu. Or main ke Peggy.
Follow Peggy's Brass Knuckle.
Peggy's Brass Knuckle di Instagram. Cobain atlet-atlet locavore khususnya yang lagi di Bali.
Yeah.
Tinggal ke Ubud. Nyobain banyak macam tuh.
Yeah.
And yeah, have a good time.
Thank you. We'll be having a good time for sure. And please come back to Peggy's, right?
Oh yeah. I'll bring my wife next.
Sure, yeah, Michelle.
Cool. Great food. I recommend the fish and the brain and the duck. Ya kan? And the pork. Enak-enak sih. And cool. The cannelle juga. Salam ke all locavore team.
Thank you. Will.
You guys doing amazing job as always.
Thank you Ray, thank you Elke, thank you Maxi, Deb, Debrina.
Yeah, thank you semuanya.
Thank you semuanya. Udah.
Okay, guys, jangan lupa subscribe seperti biasa di Regency Radio di YouTube, Spotify and all other podcast platform. Juga tungguin Instagramnya Aga kalau udah enggak di private di Aga Alfian. And main-main ke Peggy's dan seluruh outlet locavore.
Come and see me.
Follow Instagramnya Regency Radio di dan juga di TikTok di Regency Radio. Okay, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Kak. Yep.